Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some results from the recent 2014 Cass County Committee election. Congratulations go to Mike McDermott, who was elected to represent producers in Local Administrative Area 1, which includes Brighton, Pimosa, Grove, Franklin, Benton, and Grant Townships here in Cass County. County committee members play an important role in the operations of FSA and provide a link between the agricultural community and USDA. Elected county committee members serve a 3-year term and are responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal farm program issues. We thank Mike for his willingness to serve. Please consider nomination to the FSA County Committee the next time an election is held in your local administrative area. Next, some brief reminders about the 2013 Crop Year Marketing Assistance Loans. As producers make financial plans for the upcoming spring planting season, they are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their previous year's eligible harvested grain production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, MALs, allow producers to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. Producers who share in the risk of production of an eligible commodity and who maintain beneficial interest in the commodity throughout the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity, they must be responsible for the loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once beneficial interest in the commodity is lost, it's ineligible for a loan, even if beneficial interest is later regained. If any grain under a marketing assistance loan is going to be fed to livestock or sold, or if sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15- or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that's needed to begin the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. The financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. Always call before you haul any grain under loan. Similar to many other 2013 FSA program payments, crop year 2013 MALs dispersed after October 1st of last year are subject to reduction due to sequestration. Producers requesting 2013 MALs will have their gross loan amounts reduced by 5.1%. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm stored grain as collateral are also reminded that they're responsible for maintaining the quality of grain throughout the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm stored grain held under loan. And now a reminder for our vegetable and small grain producers. The Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insured crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. Production records for all crops must be reported to FSA no later than the acreage reporting date for the crop for the following year. FSA requires that any production reported in a loss year be verified according to agency specifications. NAP losses must be reported within 15 days of the date the loss becomes apparent. The next NAP coverage deadline is for spring-seeded crops. These include vegetables, melons, pumpkins, and spring-seeded grains. These crops have a NAP application closing date of March 17, 2014. For other closing dates that may apply to your crops, contact your local FSA office. Next, 2013 acre production evidence. Producers enrolled in the Average Crop Revenue Election, or ACRE program, are required to provide their local county office with an annual production evidence for farms that are enrolled. Production evidence for the 2013 crop is due to the local office no later than July 15th, but now is a great time to bring that information in while it's readily available. Contact our office if you have questions about what constitutes acceptable production evidence. And finally, microloan availability. Farm Service Agency Microloan Program has been made available to help small and family farming and ranching operations, as well as beginning and socially disadvantaged producers expand their credit. Eligible applicants of the microloan program can apply for up to $35,000 to assist in paying initial startup expenses for items like hoop houses to extend their crop growing season. Microloan financing may also be used for essential tools, irrigation, or delivery vehicles, as well as annual expenses such as seed, fertilizer, utilities, land rent, and marketing and distribution expenses. As financing needs increase, applicants may apply for other financing products available through FSA or from a commercial lender under FSA's Guaranteed Loan Program. The microloan application process is simpler and requires less paperwork than traditional operating loans. Managerial experience and loan security have been modified to ensure that small family operations and beginning farmers and ranchers can obtain the credit needed to start and continue their agricultural operation. The current interest rates for microloans is 2.0%. In addition to microloans, there are several loan programs offered through FSA that provide funding to purchase land, equipment, livestock, feed, seed, and supplies. The funds can also be used to construct buildings or make farm improvements. For more information on the microloan program or to apply for other FSA farm loan programs, contact our office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us at the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.